Makos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion 1-7. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about not just Edom Zomim, but principles that apply to Edus testimony in general. And the operative pasuk here, which is going to take us for a couple of Mishnayos, is the pasuk which reads Al Pi Shnaim Edim O Shlosha Edim Yumas Hames, on the basis of two witnesses or three witnesses, the dead man shall die. So the context of that pasuk is nothing to do with Edom Zomim, and it has to do with the execution of someone who was an idol worshiper. But it becomes the basis for a number of halachas that apply to how testimony works in general. And there are going to be two basic points. Okay, we're going to see a lot of implications, but the two basic points are, number one, the fact that the pasuk equates both two witnesses to three witnesses shows us that really a group of witnesses, whether there are two or there are three, carry really the exact same weight. And there's no reason to believe three witnesses more than two witnesses, or two witnesses more than three witnesses for that matter, although perhaps reason would say otherwise. The pasuk says, in terms of the halachic realities, in terms of what the weight is given in a Beis Din, two is the same as three, no difference. More than that, since the verse says the word Edim twice, it says Al Pi Shnaim Edim, O Shlosha Edim, and that first Edim is also miyutar, it's also superfluous. It could have said Al Pi Shnaim O Shlosha Edim. So therefore, the Mishnah will learn that not only is two no better than three, or vice versa, also we're going to say that two is just as strong as 100. Two is two, and that's halachic, establishes a halachic fact, no more nor less than 100 people, unlimited number of people participating in the group of witnesses. So those are the principles at work, and now how they apply in different scenarios will be the topic of the next couple of Mishnayos. The Mishnah begins, and it says, by quoting our pasuk, Al pi shnaim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. So now the Mishnah says rhetorically, Im miskayemes ha'edus b'shnayim, if the testimony could be upheld and stand in court based on the testimony of two witnesses, lama parata kasav b'shlosha. So why did the verse go on to specify three as a separate possibility? It's totally unnecessary. Ela lahakish shlosha l'shnayim. The reason why is to make a hekesh, to equate, to connect two and three to two. Ma shlosha mazimin esa shnayim af ha'shnayim yazomu esa shlosha. To tell you, and now we're going to lapse back to the context of Hazama, because that's the topic of Edom Zomim is what we're dealing with here in our perek. But it would be just as equally true when it comes to Hakhasha, meaning if two witnesses say Johnny did do it and three witnesses say Johnny didn't do it, or vice versa, we are not going to believe the three over the two. We just come to a stalemate. But here in the context of Hazama, the point is you might have thought that if, three witnesses said they witnessed the crime and two witnesses, there's three witnesses saying are Ernie Burt and Cookie Monster, and then Batman and Robin swoop in and they say, no, all three of you were with us in Tahiti. So you might have thought, oh, well, it's three against two. You believe the three? No, two is the same as three. And more than that, we believe the two to impugn all three of the Edom Zomim. That's the Mishnah's insight. It says, Ma shlosha shemazimin esa shnayim, just as three people could impugn and show to be conspiratorial two witnesses, Ernie and Bert, av hashnayim, so you could have two people, just Batman and Robin, yazomu esa shlosha, could make a group of three witnesses, Ernie, Bert, and Cookie Monster, be Edom Zomim. Umenayin afilu mea, and says the Mishnah further rhetorically, how do you know that even 100 people, meaning it's Batman and Robin against the entire staff of Sesame Street? Talmud Lomar, Edom, the expert Edom tells you that 2 against 100 is also believed 2 in the case of Edom Zomim, and in general, 2 against 100 would be a stalemate, wouldn't be the 100 of the 2 in terms of Hakhasha. Now, Rabbi Shimon says something new here. Rabbi Shimon doesn't really disagree with what we just said. He agrees two could impugn three and vice versa. His point is just that the psukim here teach us something else. So he's a different limud, but he doesn't disagree really. And in fact, the Tanakhama won't disagree with this limud either, so there's really not much machlokas happening here. Reb Shimon Omer, ma shnayim eina neheragin ad shiyu shneihem zomimin. Just as, says Reb Shimon, if you have Edom Zomim, Ernie and Bert, you won't do kasher zamam lasos l'achiv, you won't execute them, if that's the issue at hand here, if you could just show Ernie was an aid Zomim, but the Batman and Robin have no opinion about Bert, so that's not good enough. They won't be executed. Neither will be executed, neither Ernie nor Bert, unless both Ernie and Bert can be shown to be Adam Zomim. And says the mission further, that would similarly apply if you had Ernie, Bert, and Cookie Monster. If you could show that Ernie and Bert were Adam Zomim, that's not good enough. You have to show Cookie Monster is as well. Otherwise, all three of them will be exempt from the mitzvah of Kasher Zamam. The din of Kasher Zamam, I should say. So again, Reb Shimon Omer, Mashnaim, Einu Neheragin, Ad Shiu Shnehen Zomimin. Just as when it comes to two, you won't execute either of them until both of them are shown to be Adam Zomin. Af Shlosha, Einu Neheragin, Ad Shiu Shloshtan Zomin. So too, if you have three witnesses in the group of witnesses, and we'll have to define what makes a group of witnesses later on in the Mishnayos, then you won't carry out the punishment of Adam Zomin unless you can show that all three of them were Adam Zomin. Umenayin, says the Mishnah further. This again, presumably Reb Shimon. Umenayin afilu mea. How do you know that even if you have 100 people, it's not just Ernie and Bert, it's 100 people, the whole staff of Sesame Street, who's claiming that Johnny killed Shimon, and then only Batman and Robin swoop in and they say, no, all 100 of you with us in Tahiti, we believe Batman and Robin and we carry out Kasher Zamam on all of them, but if even one of them, Batman and Robin, said, I don't recognize that one particular person, I just don't know about Snuffle Up, I guess, I don't know about him, so then they all go free. Talmud Omer, Edom, that's the word Edom comes to teach you. Okay, now, we have another opinion here. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also agrees with what we said before, the Tanna Kamma, and Rabbi Shimon. He just says, you don't need those limudim to learn those things out. He learned them from elsewhere. Therefore, there's something else to be learned from the fact that the Psukim are mentioning three and two Edom, as well as the Edom twice. So he says, Lova Shlishi El Lahachmir Alav V'lasos Dino Kayotze Be'elu. So Rabbi Akiva, why do we have to mention three if we already mentioned two? The answer is to tell you that we're strict on the third guy as we're strict on the first two. Meaning, you and I thought, when Ernie and Bert come in and they're a bunch of liars, right? And they're going to they attempted to get Johnny killed. So if after they testify, if, you know, from the peanut gallery screams out, you know, Cookie Monster, yeah, me too, I also saw Johnny do it. So who needed Cookie Monster? We had Ernie and Bert. That was sufficient. But like a third wheel, you know, Cookie Monster threw in his lot with Ernie and Bert. He like added to the chorus. If he's included as part of the witnesses, which would only happen if he either saw it with them together and intended to go, or he came to the Bezin as a group of three, or if he like took the D-word and inserts without the Bezin asking him. He says, yeah, me too. He also saw it. He testifies he's a witness as well. So he's lumped in with them. And the point is now, even though he wasn't necessary as a third wheel, he's just, you know, he's an add-on, which would have done the same. The same din would have happened with or without him, but now that he's thrown his lot in with Ernie and Bert, he'll be punished like Ernie and Bert. So that's what it says here. It's telling you that just we're fully strict with him, even though he wasn't necessary. Again, the words inside Loba Hashlishi, the mention of the pasuk for the third guy, didn't come El Lahachmir Alav to tell us we're strict with him. Velasos Dino Kiyot Tzavelu, and he gets the same consequences as the first two, Ernie and Bert. Vimkein Anash Hakasav Lenitpa LaOvrei Avera KaOvrei Avera. And you see, therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, that the verse specifies that the punishment to the nitfal, to the third wheel, the guy who we didn't need, but he chose to throw his lot in and participate with the bad guys, his punishment is like the bad guys. So then, al achas kama vakama, all the more so, that yishalem schar lenitfal laose mitzvah kaose mitzvah. If a person throws in his lot with people doing mitzvahs, right? They didn't need him. They were going to go bury this dead guy, you know, there went, you know, Reuven and Shimon went to bury the dead guy, to do Halavayas Sameis, whatever the story is, or Meis Mitzvah, whatever, and they could have done it by themselves. They didn't need a third guy. But, you know, in addition to Reuven and Shimon, Levi says, oh, I'll come help you, it's a mitzvah, I want to help. So even though Levi wasn't necessary, we could have done without him, he gets the schar in full, just like Reuven and Shimon. That's the point of our mission here, and it's true for any mitzvah. You just got to therefore associate with the good guys and help them as you can, and you're considered one of the Iker good guys, even if you just were a Tuffle good guy. The Alachas Vakama, like the notion of this Kol Shekein, is coming from the fact that the Pasuk, when Hashem talks about retribution, he says, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, he stores the kindness for 1,000 generations, but poked avon avos al habanim, val b'nei vanim, al shleishim v'al ribeim. When it comes to like carrying on consequences of bad decisions through the generations, so it only goes for 3 or 4 generations. After that, we assume there's no kesher, there's no connection between, you know, great-grandchildren and great-grandparents, and therefore, or more than that, depending, and therefore we wouldn't hold the actions of one to be any way relevant to the other, and therefore we wouldn't carry the punishment further to punish the third or fourth generation based on the actions of the past the third or fourth generation, to punish those generations based on previous generations. So it's only 3 or 4 generations, whereas when it comes to giving good, it can even last 1,000 generations. You see that Hashem's the kind of desire and propensity and ability and practice is to bestow kindness, chesed, much more than it is to provide or enact punishment, retribution, and therefore that's the alachas hakama, that if you're a nitfal, if you join up forces with osei mitzvah, you'll for sure all the more so get rewarded like them, just as the people who throw in their lot with the osei avera will get punished like them.